RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hit me up on X at Mark Melusis. It's been a lot of Jets and a lot of Giants. Want to thank our friends at Town Fair Tire that remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on the in-brand tires you trust from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, and I mean nobody. We're also brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York football Giants. Sorry, Dove, I messed that up. Jeff Holbrook, the fan. What's going on, Jeff? Jeff! And Jeff.
Yo, what's up, Moose? I'm sorry.
You got it. What's on your mind, buddy?
Moose, not to stick up for the Jets, but, and I've been a lifelong suffering Jets fan.
Yeah.
But they started the year right. They could have won the Pittsburgh game, could have won the Tampa game, could have won the first Miami game, Denver, Carolina, Cincy. But then they beat Cleveland and Atlanta. The first Patriots game was competitive. I guess what I'm trying to say is, after they made those trades, Aaron Glenn gave up. He didn't give up, but he's starting to look to the future. Fair enough, right? So for him to come out and try, and he's having a hard time explaining that he's tanking. And him and Muji want to just start fresh next year. But that's why they got all these draft picks. That's why they got all that cap space. Next year's the year. This was a year, a throw it in the garbage year. And I just think that's what they want to do. That's what he's trying to do. Look at that defense yesterday. You can't name five guys on that defense.
What was the game plan? Why do I have to see Diggs running through the secondary? So they basically
The game plan was to lose.
Don't you have a competitive bone in your body? Doesn't that get embarrassing a little bit? Oh, you could still lose.
Yeah, it has to.
But here's the deal. You could still lose, Jeff, and not lose like that.
But the talent, look at the talent on the defensive side of the ball yesterday, Moose. There was nobody there. When they got rid of those draft picks, when they got rid of Williams and Sauce, they want to reboot. Now, if you go into next year, right, and they have one of the best young offensive lines in football, in my opinion. You got Breece Hall. Garrett Wilson will be back. Adonai Mitchell, I think, is going to be a good number two. You got Mason Taylor, John Metchie as your slot receiver. They got all those draft picks. You got a chance here to build something. I mean, as a Jet fan, you got to be somewhat optimistic. It can't be all just doom and gloom, for Christ's sake. You got to try and look at.
Oh, the team hasn't made the playoffs since 2010, and Jeff, what exactly has Glenn shown you this year that you say, you know what? Yeah, he's good.
In the first 8 weeks, like I said, all those games: the Pittsburgh game, the Tampa game, the Miami game, the Denver game, the Carolina game. But right, I mean, those games were all really close. They were. Again, not sticking up for them.
So you trade away Sauce Gardner, and you trade away Quinn and Williams.
Overrated, but they did it.
So you get rid of two guys that were, in your mindset, overrated, and they've gotten worse. What was the defensive game plan? What did you try to stop yesterday against New England?
Nothing, and that's
okay,
what I
so,
think.
So they put together a game plan that they want the Jet fan to show up, and you're going to provide little to no pushback because you're thinking about the draft choice. Okay. I mean, that's the way you want to rationalize it out. You look at that, and if you're Aaron Glenn, you're playing with fire. And be careful. So if you want to have that tact and everyone's on board, we're going to do everything we can. We're doing a couple, and I get they're doing a reset, but that was their choice as well, with some of the decisions they made from a personnel perspective. And I don't necessarily think Glenn has separated himself as a head coach. Let me ask you this question. Do you think Aaron Glenn gives you a decided edge as a head coach? regardless of the talent level on your team, puts your team in the best possible position to be successful, whether it be game plans or in-game. Ethan Fairfield, the fan. What's going on, Ethan?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Ethan? What's on your mind, buddy?
Oh, I don't know. I just want to talk about the Giants, you know. I don't know what they're going to do with Kafka, you know. I really think they're going to get rid of him. And my personal opinion, they should go get a guy like Jeff Hafley or Chris Shule, you know, get a great defensive-minded head coach, bring a great defensive mind and make him a head coach and get some great offensive coordinators and bring in great coordinators for Dart and help him succeed that way. Because I feel like, you know, the teams with the better defensive coaches always find a way to succeed.
Right, or, you know, I could find, just like LaFleur did in Green Bay, I could find a defensive mind that is a college head coach and get him from there.
Yeah,
doesn't necessarily mean I have to bring Jeff Hafley in to be my head coach. And it's also a little bit of a gamble when you're looking at, you know, I don't know, and he was a head coach at Boston College. I don't know, and I know a local guy, I understand he's been at the top of the list, and you talk to people out in Green Bay, they speak glowingly of Jeff Hafley. It's also a little bit of a gamble because he's never been a head coach in the NFL as well. I'm not telling you it's out of the realm of possibility. I'm just letting you know those are kind of some of the concerns you'd have about Hafley.
Yeah.
I do agree with the mindset in terms of bringing in an offensive mind that's going to continue to develop Jackson Dart. He is the quarterback of this team. Let nobody tell you anything different. And he is the future of this team. And you want to go out and you want to put him in a position to go out and be successful. So that's going to be a big-time priority as well.
And, you know, I really wouldn't mind a guy like McCarthy. He's proven he can win, and he's a proven head coach. But then, you know, if you bring in a guy like Freeman, you don't know what you're going to get because college to the NFL is such a different game. And
yeah, don't worry about that. Freeman has taken his name out of the mix.
Yeah. And, you know, also people saying about the win yesterday, I think, honestly, the win was a good thing for the team because it gave him a lot of morale, and I feel like it helped everyone on the team. You know, it's getting the losing out of the locker room. You're winning on the road. And the Raiders looked like they panned the Giants to win. You know, there was never even a chance the Raiders were going to try and win that game. And
well, I think the Okereke interception changed everything, the course and the context of the game. You know, the Raiders, it didn't take much to tip the tree over, so to speak. But the Raiders were not going to push back all that much.
I don't think it's much of a big deal if you're picking at one or two. You know, you're not going for a quarterback here, so I'd rather pick at two and get a guy like Downs, where you trade back to like five or six and get a guy like Carnell Tate or Jordan Tyson, and you know, you get Dart another weapon on the offense, and you add up more draft capital through that.
Yeah, I think what you want to have happen is if you sit at two, is that there are two viable quarterbacks that teams are interested in. Bobby in Rutherford, New Jersey. What's going on, Bobby?
Moose, how you doing, buddy? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays,
my question,
Bobby,
is really about integrity. I think the word integrity plays very well with the NFL. And what's transpired over the past week with what the Raiders have done in sitting some of their best players and, you know, going on phantom IRs. And then you think about what happened down in Miami a couple of years ago with, you know, the organization wanting to tank. When a video comes out with Max Crosby jumping on a trampoline and playing basketball on one leg, you know, it makes you wonder a little bit. Do you think that the NFL has to rethink how they do the order of the draft?
I do not.
This doesn't happen again?
I do not.
Okay, the next question, do you think the NFL will do anything to prevent this then in regards to, you know, I guess do you think they'll take any action or do anything different with what's transpired? I mean, they have to have their best players on the league. This is an entertainment sport at the end of the day. It's not fair to the fans that are paying money to have a team sit players. Do you agree?
Bobby, I don't disagree with you, but I think it's more of an NBA problem than it is an NFL problem. And Crosby was upset because he's a big-time competitor and felt like he was healthy enough to go out there and play. Bowers has been dealing with a knee issue. He's been following along the entirety of the season. So they shut down their best offensive player. Even if Crosby was out there yesterday, I don't think the Raiders are necessarily winning the game. But it's also a Sunday in which I saw Cleveland with nothing to play for beat Pittsburgh. Miami with nothing to play for beat Tampa. So I saw teams that, you know, and it didn't help them in terms of their draft capital, draft stock, obviously hurt the Cleveland Browns, but they went out there and they knocked off a Steeler team that basically could have cemented home a playoff spot with the victory. And I understand division battle, right? And then you all saw other issues. I mean, you saw the Jets were non-competitive against the New England Patriots. But on the whole, do I think it is a it is an issue when you're looking at tanking in the National Football League, like it was in the NBA, where Adam Silver needed to step in and do something? I don't.
The only reason I would disagree with you is, A, the Jets were playing a first-place team that was a lot better talent-wise than they were. That's not the case with the two teams that were on the field yesterday in Las Vegas.
Jets also ruled out a quarterback in Brady Cook that's not competitive.
I agree, but once again, you mentioned teams like Cleveland and some of the other teams that played. You know, don't the Raiders have to play too? Shouldn't they be part of the solution too? They shouldn't be allowed to do this where the other teams are putting forth a good product.
So you're bothered that the Giants won.
Chance.
Bobby, you're bothered that the Giants won.
It's not that I'm bothered. And listen, I'm a diehard Giants season ticket holder, all that crap. But at the end of the day, I'm not bothered that they won. What I'm bothered about is the way the Raiders went about doing it, okay? Because I think it's an unfair practice, and I think that there should be a higher authority that comes in and oversees that this type of action can't take place. Especially, once again, without that video Crosby being out there, I'm probably not on the phone having this conversation with you. But when you have an NFL-proven star putting videos out there to go up against his organization.
I mean, I think it's something that the NFL...
I think, once again...
Is that something the NFL is going to investigate and take a look at? I think they probably will. Do I think there's going to be radical change? No, I do not.
All right. Well, listen, best to you. Happy New Year. Be good.
You got it, Bobby. And I love Crosby. You know, and I think he's frustrated and he's a guy that gives you... You never question his effort when he's on the football field. Ken in Jersey, you're up next to the fan. What's going on, Ken?
Hi. You know, I've been listening to past couple of weeks, all these big-name guys that might come to New York, head coaches, Belichick, Spagnuolo, Mike Tomlin, Mike McCarthy, Gruden, Harbaugh. And, you know, I don't think any of these guys is going to come to New York. New York is a death trap for head coaches. The fans are relentless. The media is relentless. If you don't produce a championship or a Super Bowl in 2-3 years, they're calling for your head, and the owners get scared, and they fire them. It's a revolving door. And these big-name guys have worked for too many years, decades, to build up their reputations. They're not going to put their reputations on the line in New York.
With which job are we talking about? The Jets or the Giants?
Both.
Oh, I don't know. I don't. I think the Jets present other issues that the Giants don't. The Jets present no quarterback. We're going on the argument they get rid of Glenn. I don't think they're going to get rid of Glenn. But the Jets present a meddling owner, no quarterback. Those are two distinct issues when you're looking at the New York Jets. And if you get rid of Glenn, you're obviously then stepping into a point where you're not going to be given the time. The Giants are extremely more attractive because the quarterback is in place.
Yeah.
Why do you think Ben Johnson took the Chicago job? Because of the history of the Bears or because of Caleb Williams?
Well, yeah, I'm not familiar with that situation. And New York is different than any
it's
other.
Different. No doubt. I agree with you. I'm a native New Yorker. I don't disagree.
It's different. I mean, the pressure is way too high. No matter what the money is,
well,
it's way out of control.
Yeah, Ken, I think it depends on how you look at it. I think we all choose how to look at different things. You can look at it that way to where you want no part of it. And there might be individuals, personality-wise, that can't deal with New York and can't deal with the expectations and can't deal with the pressure. But there are other ways to look at it as well, to where if you win here, it's like winning nowhere else. And you are basically treated like a god. Just ask Mark Messier. I mean, ask Neil Smith. Ask guys that were part of that 94 Rangers team. Ask guys, you know, the 73 Knicks. Ask Eli, O'Hara, others, Deal, who I did shows with on Sunday mornings that were part of those Giant teams. So I think it really depends on how you look at it. And there might be people that say thanks, but no thanks. And you might go through the interview process if you're the Giants and say, we don't think he can handle, you know, everything that comes along. I understand it's different that comes along with the job. But there are those that are going to embrace it. And that's the coach you want. You want somebody that's going to embrace it, that's going to love the challenge, that's going to, you know, lean into it, not kind of run away from it. an understanding of, yeah, I understand there's the pressure to win. There should be. It's New York. You should win. Let's head out to Deer Park. It's Tony. It's the fan. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, what up, Moose? Listen, two quick points. First off, as a longtime Giant fan, I don't root for my team to lose. You know, I got three young sons I'm watching the game with. I'm not going to explain to them about losing. It would be better for us. In the back of my mind, as a smart fan, it would be nice to get that first pick to, you know, get that and trade it up. You know, trade. Go back in the draft. That would be nice. You know, when Belton gets an interception or when, what's his name, Deontay Banks, I'm not as excited because now you're going to do this. Like when Deontay got that interception, I'm not excited.
Well, it wasn't an interception. He got burnt by the touchdown lock and then came back with the kick return for a touchdown. But yes.
Kick return, that's what I meant, the kick return. But, you know, it's like I'm not excited. This guy's killed us. But, you know, secondly, Abdul Carter, he's had a couple of good games, but he's had two very bad penalties the past couple of weeks. And I just want to say, how dare he ever ask for number 56.
Oh, we've been down this road before. Yeah, it was
dopey. I know, but just saying it again. He's not as good as people say.
Tony, I understand, but we're almost at
the
end of the season here.
You said it before, though, like, oh, we got Abdul Carter. Like, what is he showing? He hasn't been great.
Carter's been.
This could be him, the guy that falls asleep in meetings. The guy who's missed two games, the start of two games. Like, I wouldn't give him such a high grade because there's been some things that, really, I'm not excited yet about this guy. I'm not confident this guy will be great in year two. You're confident?
I am confident. Yes.
I hope you're right, Moose. I pray you're right.
Yeah, I mean,
but I'm not as excited.
Do you realize this year that Abdul Carter's got 52 pressures this season? He had nine.
I've heard those stats. I get it, and I was on his side, but seeing two games, him not start, and just seeing he came back and he's playing well, great.
Learn how to be a pro. Movies. I don't disagree with you. It doesn't take away from his talent. Tony, I don't disagree with you that Abdul Carter needs to grow up. You know, and if you want to bring up the idea of, yes, I mean, it's a little bit, you want to say how dare he? Or have the gall or the chutzpah to be able to go out there and ask for, you know, to wear number 56 or to wear number 11. Yeah, you go out there and make another number legendary. Go out there and do that. Lawrence Taylor is the greatest defensive player the NFL has ever seen. But don't doubt the talent. Now, I'm not going to tell you he's got the right mindset. I'm not telling you he's handled everything well this year. It has been a learning experience. But here's the deal with Abdul Carter. He is ridiculously talented. And he is going to prove to be a difference maker on this defense. And that is the stuff that needs to be coached out of him. And he needs to grow up. And that's where you need somebody that's going to come in and be a no-nonsense kind of approach and hold people accountable. Stan in West Orange, up next to the fan. What's going on, Stan?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Stanley. How are you? By the way, I want to mention WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Stan, what's on your mind, buddy?
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. It's been a long way between Bellagio's and the Hambletonian.
Yeah, Stan, it's been a while. Love going out there for the Hambo each and every August, no doubt.
Yeah, well, congratulations on your family, because that's how long it's been since I've had a chance to see you or talk to you.
Yeah, they drive me crazy anyway, Stan, every single day. But thank you.
Well, you know, and you got a dog on top, and so do I. And,
yes,
you know,
Chip.
Long story. But anyway, so let me just say this. It's interesting, and by the way, I listen to you and watch you on the TV and stuff. Everybody's talking about a GM. They're talking about a coach. I don't care if it's the Giants or Jets. No one has mentioned one iota. What about the players? Don't they want to play for a certain team or somewhere next year? Don't they want to not get hurt? It to me, mind boggles me, because you're talking to, as you have said on Sunday, this is a dangerous sport.
Yeah.
You cannot, and you will not, and you should not be, you should be able to protect yourself. And we all want to win. I think winning is important one way or the other. But win because you won, not because you just lay down for somebody and take the chance of getting hurt And God knows for these guys who don't have guaranteed contracts that they might, the next play might be their last.
Yeah, I mean, Stan, I think it comes down to the individual when you're looking at the players, depending on the length of the contract, how established they are in the National Football League. But I think for the whole, I think the sentiment that you're echoing is true. I do think players are going to go out there and play. I don't think people understand, like, you have to be athletically gifted. You have to be lucky to be able to stay healthy. But you have to have the drive and the compete level that's different than everybody else to be a professional athlete. It's hard for me to look at it and say, well, we're just not going to compete. And I think from the Jet performance yesterday, I think they were more disinterested than anything else, which is amazing with the Patriots in town. And I know the Jets were a 13.5-point underdog in the game. And listen, I'm not looking for the Jets to go out there and win the game. I'm just looking for them to be a little more than a speed bump that they were.
Yeah, understandable. And you know, the Jet game was much more different than the Giant game in the respect that you knew that New England was playing for the idea of potentially getting the number one seed.
Yeah.
There's a hatred between New England and the Jets, always have been, and they wanted to stick it to them. Where the Giant, you know, Raiders game, for the most part, I mean, what do they see each other? Every 4 or 5 years, if that. So what did that really mean to do anything?
They're different. And listen, the Raiders stink, you know, and the Jets were going up against, you're right, a more motivated, more talented football team than they were. But they were home. It doesn't mean they have to embarrass themselves. And that is what the Jets did yesterday. I don't need to listen to the head coach after the game telling me, well, this was the one game that I question our effort level. You know, Aaron, did you watch the last three? I know you did because you were coaching the team, but did you watch the last three games against Miami, against New Orleans, you know, against the Jacksonville Jaguars? You know, this was your final home game, which was basically Foxborough South. You were chanting MVP, MVP as Drake May trotted off the field. I mean, May didn't throw an incompletion until like late second quarter. And then you have the goals, the head coach to tell you, well, I love the game plan going in. Well, explain to me like exactly what that game plan was offensively and defensively. Like, what were you looking to take away? Because you took away nothing.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Let's head out to Jersey. It's Ted, or as I call him, Big Sexy.
What's up, Moose? How you doing there, Skinny Moose?
Ted, how are you, man? How are you? Holidays have been rough, Ted. I got to be honest with you with the diet. It's a lot.
Well, that's okay. Just own it. Move forward. That's what I'm doing. I got baby Eddie's birthday in 2 days turning two, so time goes quick.
Oh, happy birthday, Eddie. There you go. Nice. Love it.
Thank you. And obviously looking forward to golf in the spring. But listen to these calls to these Jets fans. I just kind of call in and just kind of be the voice of reason, the realist here. They broke me as a fan, and here, like, this positivity. Our coach is a buffoon. Our owner's a buffoon. We have no hope. We're going nowhere. Our team has regressed. He's had a defensive coordinator fired, which he chose. He chose Justin Fields over Aaron Rodgers. The team has gone backwards, and I'm supposed to sit back and trust the plan that they have. Why in God's name would I do that?
Stuff. Yes, it's a reach.
Get it right, Moose.
Yeah, you got to see the results, never. Right? It's got to be, you know, actions speak louder than words. It's hard to hear about a plan with everything that you just dissected and broke down. The Rodgers scenario, I don't think the owner wanted him back. That wasn't just a Glenn decision. When it comes to Aaron Rodgers, right. Now you compounded the issue by leaning into Justin Fields.
Correct. And look, for 43 years of experience, there's one thing I know as a Jets fan. I know a loser. When I see one, this coach is a loser. We need to cut bait, get rid of him. The only reason why we're keeping him around is so Woody Johnson doesn't have to pay four head coaches. Let's call it what it is. This team has gone backwards. This is the worst defense in the history of my life. Embarrassment isn't the word. There is nothing to hang your hat on. I don't know what players would want to come here. And I don't trust that they're gonna coach up these players. I mean, look at these other teams. The Texans were the laughing stock. Playoffs immediately with the new head coach quarterback. The Commanders, look at what the Jaguars, the Patriots are doing. We're going so far backwards. Every year we find the worst head coach in the league. And they keep preaching this nonsense. And honestly, Moose, the towel's been in for me for a little over a year. They don't deserve us as fans. I'm done with them. I will never buy another season ticket for the rest of my life. And I advise most Jet fans, because I know there's going to be some that enjoy going, get off the ship. It's a sinking ship.
Ted, I understand your frustration. Good to hear from you, and good to hear this out of your voice, and appreciate the call. Until they get good again, I know it's a stretch. There's not a lot to believe in with Aaron Glenn. I do think he's going to get year number two. He's done himself no favors. You want to say that no coach is going to be able to win with the roster that he has? Well, I mean, to a certain extent. I just want to know what defines the Jets. Does he give you a decided advantage with him being on the sidelines? You know, and there's no one else to blame. And he can talk about the fact that you're not seeing the improvements. We are. There are guys that are buying into what we're trying to do. You know, the slow build, everything, and all the cliches that you get. But it's looked really bad. And it's difficult to make an argument that it's going to look decidedly different in year number two. Brooklyn bound, we go. Anthony, what's going on, Anthony?
Hey, Moose, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I mean, the last caller basically said, you know, most of what I wanted to say about Glenn. But, you know, he's going to be here next year. I don't like the way that the team isn't undisciplined. I mean, I went south on him. I felt good when they hired him until he started talking to the media. And then I said, oh, boy, you know, if he hasn't learned how to, you know, he's been here for so long. But anyway, as far as tanking, you know, there's no other position in any other sport that is more important than the quarterback. And, you know, until the NFL does something, you know, teams are going to tank. And to me, they should tank, because if you get that quarterback, you're set for the next 10 to 15 years. And it's so important. You know, the issue, I don't care what Giants quarterback you put out there. I think they were going to win yesterday. I didn't have a problem with it, but, you know, everybody wants to say about, you know, Dart, that as far as, you know, you want to see him progress, you want to see him. Yeah, I want to see him throw the ball, okay? I don't know why that they called that game like it was a playoff game, and this kid has got to run so much. I understand it's what he does. It's his nature. He's going to do it. But stop putting him in positions that he's going to get killed. He doesn't learn anything from running. He's going to run no matter what. Let him sit back and throw
Anthony,
the ball.
Anthony, but that's who he is. He's going to run. They're going to use him in the ground game. Now, the offense might look a little bit different next year, but you're going to use that asset because you can, because it's part of the package.
Yeah, but he's your future quarterback. I think that after, whether some of the, you know, under the tent were legit or not legit, let him just rest up and heal up. But, you know, I understand that.
Anthony, I had more of an issue with the way that they took the football out of his hands the week previous against the Minnesota Vikings than the game plan they had against the Raiders. And listen, yesterday was set up for Dart to look good, and he did. Let's head up to Connecticut. It's Dean. It's the fan. What's going on, Dean?
Mark, hi. I'm calling for a couple of reasons. First of all, I'm a longtime Giants fan. When I was a little kid back in the wilderness years, the Giants were everything to me, my dad, you know, so I have good memories. And now it feels like it's the wilderness years 2.0. I have nothing really meaningful to add to the discussion except for everybody to just kind of be patient. I know it stinks, but look what we have. We're not going to make things happen any faster, really, by yelling at each other.
Dean, this is what makes fans fans, the passion that comes along with it.
Yes, I get it.
So people have a right to voice their opinion. Yeah. You know, some opinions are more worthwhile than others. But you give an opportunity to be able to voice it and voice your frustration. And, you know, you invest your time. You commit to a team. You spend money if you go to games. Or, you know, you commit time. You know, time becomes more and more valuable the older that you get, right? And so you get frustrated with the product that you are watching after the emotional investment that you have given.
Yes, I agree. And speaking of opinions, I a lot of changes come into the fan, as you well know. And I just wanted to get it in there. I wanted to say thank you to you, to Dove. I've been big fans of you guys since, like, around the Imus years. And I value, I like listening to you. I value your opinion a lot, whether I agree with it or disagree with it. And I just wanted to say kind of thank you and good luck, happy holidays.
Yeah, well, I'm not out the door. Not out the door. So
that's good too.
I'll still be around. Yes, I mean, there are unfortunately, there is change that has happened at this radio station. And, you know, I've talked about it before, and, you know, Dove's last day is a couple days from now on December the 31st. But, you know, Dove has been instrumental to the growth of this radio station behind the scenes. You know, his work on numerous shows during the midday show over the course of the years, his work with the Yankees as of late, guidance. I've talked about the fact that I appreciate me personally, because, you know, people can blow smoke up your rear end. Dove is open and honest and tell you if something works or if something doesn't work. And has got a good ear in terms of this marketplace and this radio station. And, you know, you think about the guys that have worked here for all the years that they have. And Dove is one of those guys at the top of the list. Obviously, Scazzeri. John Schweibacher is another one. Who works behind the scenes, has worked on when we had the Mets, worked behind the scenes with the Mets, was constantly out there at Shea Stadium with Eddie Coleman, and now cutting tape behind the scenes. So there is a lot of change that's going on at this very radio station, but doesn't lessen the impact of the men that and the job that they have done over the years, because which has made this radio station as good as it gets as there is in the country. There's no better radio station, sports radio station in the country than WFAN. I feel blessed and honored and lucky to have the experience that I have since working here since August of 2000, a myriad of different jobs, whether it be overnights, whether it be with Chris and Mike as a board op or then producer, then doing updates and doing shows and working the midday show and everything and the like. But we on the air are only as good as the people that support us behind the scenes as well. There's no doubt that Dove's impact is great. And he's going to be sorely missed, unquestionably. And it's going to be sad. It really is. But Dove and I chat off the air a number of times, and I'm always a text away. And I appreciate Dove's love, support, and energy over the years.
Thank you, Moose. I appreciate that.
You got that. You got it, Dove. You know I love you. There you have it. But yes, good call, Dean. Appreciate it. Let's head out to the Bronx. It's David. It's the fan. What's going on, David?
Oh, no, I appreciate that. That was a very nice glaze fest that you guys had with Dove. I think that was well deserved.
My kids use glaze all the time now. I'm trying to get modern with the times. That's it. Yes.
You glaze them good. I think your kids would be very happy to hear you glazing him so much. But let's move on. I want to talk a little bit about the Jets.
Yeah.
What do you think the chances are that they actually move on from Aaron Glenn? I don't think it's
10%.
Fair. I think the guy's
10%.
10%. I agree with you. And I think moving on, if they do it, do you think John Gruden would come in here, or do you think that would kind of be like bringing back, you know, Craig Carton to the fan? You know what I'm saying? I think that was actually a kind of, you're moving on to like, I guess, no more sports talk. It's kind of going in a different direction. I think if you were at the helm, you might choose maybe some sports talk people, but choosing a guy like Craig and, you know.
Well, David, you're obviously not a Craig fan. Craig is very, very talented, and I wish nothing but success for him and Chris in the afternoon. That's going to be the new afternoon show, as it's been, as everyone knows. I mean, now you're going to have Evan and Tiki and Sean during the middays, Boomer and Gio in the morning. So, you know, Craig and Chris, I'm friends with both of them, and I wish them all the success in the world. I really do, and I root for this radio station day in and day out. But as far as Gruden is concerned with the Jets, I don't think Gruden coming to New York, whether it be the Jets or the Giants, is really on the table. Nor do I think the Jets are changing. I could be critical of Aaron Glenn. I can be cautiously pessimistic about where this team is going, this organization is going. And maybe next year I'll be telling you on these very airwaves that, you know, I was wrong, that Aaron Glenn has turned a corner. I think he's got to do a lot of soul searching during the course of the offseason and figure out exactly where he went wrong as a head coach year number one, and how he can put this team, regardless of the talent level, in the best possible position to be successful week in and week out.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Jets embarrassed themselves yesterday against the Pats. Giants victorious, which set in the fan base out in Vegas against the Raiders. Let's head out to Pompton Lakes. It's Derek. It's the fan. What's going on, Derek?
What's up, man?
Everything's great, Derek. What's up with you?
You know, everything's good. I just want to say, like, that all this talk about Fernando Mendoza and how the Giants fumbled that number one pick, it's like, it's making me upset because the Giants are a competitive team with the coaching, their coaching staff away, and they weren't going to lay down and take it from them. Like, they were going to be competitive and go win that game. And it's just making me upset that they think Dart is not that guy and that we should have, like, tanked and got that number one pick from Mendoza. It's making me upset.
I don't think that's what they're talking about. I think they're talking about moving the number one pick for draft capital.
I hate you.
All right. Thank you. I love you. And thank you for the call. Out to Malvern we go. It's Sonny. It's the fan. What's going on, Sonny?
Kids must be out of school today.
It's an interesting one. I've never heard someone tell me they hate me, but it was an interesting way to end the call. Sonny, what's on your mind?
Especially you. You're the most lovable guy there is.
Thank you, Sonny. I appreciate that.
I got one Jet and one Giant. But first, good rant on David Stearns yesterday. I agree with you. I think he's playing with fire. I think he's jeopardizing his career. I don't think it was necessary to break this whole team apart. I think it just had to do with the pitching. That's why they were terrible last year, but that's for another day. Jet point, terrible coach, obviously. The Jets are going to make a big mistake boost if they bring him back. What they're going to do is set their franchise back, if that is even possible, because they're going to let this guy help pick the franchise quarterback. They're going to wind up firing him halfway through next year, and it's going to be a disaster. So they should get rid of him this year. But it's the Jets, and they're not going to do that. As far as the Giants, Moose, listen, it was great. You know me, man. I love the Giants. It was great seeing Dart beat Dart yesterday. I got to admit it.
Yeah, it
you
was great. Mean?
You know, the smiles, the dancing.
The dance in the end zone.
Yeah.
Chin strap on yesterday. I don't know what that was about, but he had a bigger chin strap on yesterday than he usually has. It kind of struck me a little bit. But, yes, it was great seeing Dart be himself on the field. It really was.
He had a different type of bandana he was wearing around his head, too. But, yes. Listen, for a Giants fan to call up and be all upset about the Raiders tanking, who cares what the Raiders do? The Raiders needed that game. Needed that game to lose, obviously. They needed that number one pick. The Giants didn't. And like you said, Moose, I totally agree with you. Even though the Giants are a prideful organization, listen, we know they haven't won in the last 10, 12 years except for one or two playoff runs, right? But listen, they're still a prideful organization. They were never, ever going to tank in that game. So for old-school Giants fans to call up and say you're upset, yo, who cares about the Raiders? Let them tank. Giants play hard and play win and let the chips fall where they may because we are the New York Giants.
Well, you imagine going to Dart, and who's talked about the importance of winning and shown his frustration and tell him, listen, we believe in you, but we're going to sit you this week because we need to lose. Like, how do you do that? Like, you can't do that. Like, you got to go out there and play. Like, hey, it's just something like I look at it and – I said it before, the Giants, we've seen strange things in the NFL. The Giants could go out there and play and not play well and lose to the Raiders, right? But they were going to go out there and compete. I think that's the positive you come out of yesterday is that Dart looked like himself. And as long as he continues to look like that, the Giants in the future are going to be A-okay, but they have to hire the right head coach.
Yeah, Moose, that leads me to, listen, say those guys that we were talking about yesterday, right, aren't available. They're not going to fire Harbaugh or Tomlin, I don't think. I mean, those guys are, you know, Hall of Fame coaches. And if you don't like McCarthy, or you do like McCarthy somewhat, but say take McCarthy out of the equation and take an offensive or defensive coordinator out of the equation because that's a gamble. Who is there left to pick? There isn't really anybody. So where are we going to go? This is like the number one question, and we can't answer it. That's what really bothers me.
No, I get it. I think the guy would have been Freeman, but he agreed to a contract extension with Notre Dame. I think there was legit interest there.
But who is it, Moose? Who is it? Who's going to be our coach?
Yeah, if you're taking every coordinator and former head coach out of the equation or guy that's out there, then I don't know exactly then where you go. You're taking out all options. I mean, it. I mean, if you're throwing in the mix of guys that I think McCarthy would be
the safest bet.
Well, I think McCarthy would be near the top of the list, or I think on the list, right? I think McCarthy would be on the list. I think Hafley will be on the list. I think Minter will be on the list. I think Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator with the Indianapolis Colts, is going to be on the list. And then if Harbaugh or Tomlin shake free from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think McCarthy is the safest bet, Moose. I mean, I know he's not too much of a disciplinarian, like you've mentioned before, but he's a winning coach, and I think that's the safest bet to go. So I think McCarthy's going to be the guy.
Sonny, and you might be right. In the end, you might be right because then I might not be that appetite to go the coordinator route. WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store and do it today. Bruce down in the big old state of Texas is up next in the family. What's going on, Bruce?
Thanks for taking the call, Moose. Real quick, I don't know if you remember the call, but way back on a Father's Day, I'm the guy who called you and told you that my first baseball game was game two of the 56 World Series because my family, all Dodger fans, were scared the Yankees were going to sweep them. And as a result, I didn't get to go to game five and watch Larson pick a perfect game.
Well, now that you mention it, Bruce, I do remember it. I wouldn't have recalled it, but I do remember that. That's crazy, but that's an amazing story.
And it was a great memory for me regardless. I mean, Jackie Robinson hit a home run, first game with my dad, great stuff. But we talked a lot of Yankee baseball that day, but I want to talk a little New York Giants with you because, like you, I go back a long way as a Giant fan, a little further. My first Giants football game, I watched Charlie Connolly at quarterback. So, I've been through just about all of it. And I just want to say about Sunday that it's meaningless because no one 10 years from now is going to look back and say, Jackson Dart's seminal moment that turned his career around was the win over the Las Vegas Raiders in the 2025.
No one's going to say that.
The second pick, we'll be fine. Come on, guys. Come on, Giant fans. You know, step down and then look at reality. Nobody's going to remember this, Moose. You know,
I think the Giant fan twofold. I think they, not all, a lot of Giant fans want the general manager out the door. And I think a lot of Giant fans want them to be put in a position to have a number one overall pick with not a need for a quarterback. And then you can mortgage that, ransom that off to the highest bidder, and be able to add more draft picks. Yeah, yesterday was not a seminal moment for Jackson Dart, but the Giants also as an organization, and they've had a lot of losing. You know, they didn't, with their tact and the tone and the temperament that they took yesterday, they didn't embarrass themselves as an organization, where they made their intentions known like the Raiders did. Now, do I think tanking's an issue in the NFL? No, I made it perfectly clear. I don't think we're at the point where we were at one point in time with the NBA. Tommy in Roseland is up next in the fan. What's going on, Tommy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Tommy. What's on your mind, buddy?
I'm a big Giants fan. I want to talk about the game yesterday, but instead I want to spread positivity because there's been a lot of mean people today.
No.
You know, Derek?
Yeah, I remember Derek? That. I mean, I think you guys are in the same room. I got to be perfectly honest with you because it's the same background and you guys are just peppering calls. Bruce in Tinton Falls, New Jersey is up next to the fan. What's going on, Bruce?
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. My buddy Jason and I have been having a little bit of a heated discussion, and he wanted them to tank and they should lose. They need to get the first round pick. And I'm saying, listen, first round, second round, I don't think it matters. They got their quarterback. They have a way of screwing picks up, so I'm not overly concerned with it. And I think I heard you say, or a caller say, it's also about playing your best when you can. He doesn't want me to bring up the word pride, but there has to be something involved here where you go out to win and show your best, and especially a coach that's trying to say, hey, I can win games when I need to win games. Am I correct or incorrect here?
Well, I think Kafka selfishly is trying to show himself to be a viable head coaching candidate, whether it be with the Giants or some other team in the National Football League, and he's gotten interviews in the past.
Agreed.
I think for the Giants, I think anything, tape doesn't lie. I think if you're asking guys to step on the football field and not give max effort, those guys are going to eventually going to get hurt. And you don't want to have that kind of, you don't want to have that be part of the resume for you as an NFL player. There's so much turnover in the National Football League year in and year out.
Thanks. I appreciate your time. I just think that, getting the first round pick is, I don't want to say irrelevant, but, you get a second round pick, and why would you want to give up on Dart? The guy, I think, is quarterback of the future.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, Bruce, that is, like I've said before, it's kind of stupid. Those that thought about that being the part of the decision-making process, and I get it's been a long NFL season for the Giants. I understand that you need things to talk about. You don't have Daniel Jones to kick around anymore. You don't have Brian Daboll to kick around anymore. You don't even have Shane Bowen to kick around anymore. So, I get that you need something to talk about, but that is really kind of, dopey conversation. The Giants have their quarterback in Jackson Dart. They're not going to compound the problem and bring in an uncertainty, say in Mendoza coming out of Indiana, and hope that it all works out. And there are positives. There are a lot of teams that are going to like the Indiana product. And it's going to be interesting to see how he plays the rest of the way in the college football playoffs. But that was not it. I think Giant fans wanted the number one overall pick. Those that were kind of thinking second level, which would be to auction off that first overall selection for a team that's looking for their quarterback of the future. That's it. And the Giants, and listen, we'll see how it plays out the final week. Giants are taking on the Dallas Cowboys out of MetLife. And the Raiders are taking on the third string quarterback in the Kansas City Chiefs. Great job on the phones, everybody. Dove, fantastic across the way. Nico, tremendous job as well. Hope everyone out there enjoys the rest of your Monday. Thanks for being locked in here for the last 4 hours with me. Stay tuned. Sean, Tiki, coming your way next. Rosie as well. Rosie, do you have the chocolate today? You have chocolate cups? The peppermint ones? Oh, they're all gone. Oh, he's got chocolate. I can't eat it, but it's great. The other day, it was like a chocolatier. It's like Willy Wonka. He had like pounds and pounds of chocolate through the snowstorm. Rosie across the way. Dove, Nico, thank you. Talk to you guys a little later on in the week. Sean Tiki next.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.